Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. We have a guest with us on our KGLO live line. Melissa Schoenberg is with us from Habitat for Humanity. And Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, really, really good. We didn't really get too long a chance to talk before going on the air, but I know this has been an unusual challenge for a lot of people, and it's probably been extra challenging with you too, because I know, and you have my sympathy. I know your mom recently passed away, and I feel so bad for you, but you have my sympathy there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting time for many, many people. So.
Yeah, and to work at home, and then you got kids, and so they got their things that they have to do at home too, and everybody's kind of learning how to juggle some things and keep on going, and
yeah,
and that's the same with Habitat for Humanity. With what you have normally going this time of year is a big promotional event called Hammers and Heels.
Yes, and you know that very well because yeah. You've always been so great being involved and being our MC. So yeah, it's just not happening this year. We just decided that with teams of people working on designing dresses, when is that going to be able to start safely and how long do we set out the date and just trying to reschedule it. We thought, okay, we'll take this year off. Everybody can use their designs they started working on next year. So we're looking forward to next year at the surf. And then this year we're trying something different. So we're thinking out of the box, watching webinars, just kind of thinking of ideas, and we're going to do something where people can do them at home or they can help in their office with just a few people if they're already together. So it is Hope Communities Homes and You is what we're calling it, but it's an online build-a-thon, and people can build houses out of whatever they want. So, you know, in your case, you could find things around your your booth there, you could put some straws together, people could find, you know, all those empty toilet paper rolls that they've been keeping for, or, you know, food even. So just a creative thing that kids can do with their family, that people, like I said, if there's a couple people in the office that aren't the same people that design dresses, you know, they might want to put something together with materials around their office, and then they can post pictures online and share them. And then we have a way that they could just make a quick little web page and share them to raise money. So they can send them to their rich uncle in New York that, you know, has $1,000. He's not been affected. He's willing to share it to North Iowa. Or they could, you know, just $10 here, $5 there from friends. It really all adds up.
Got it. Yeah, so it's called, again, Homes.
Well, Hope Communities Homes Hopes. And You, it corresponds with a Habitat for Humanity International campaign that they're launching today. Because have you heard about Giving Tuesday today?
Yes.
As well. So, yeah, so nationwide, there's another, usually Giving Tuesday is, you know, right after Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all of that to give back to nonprofits. There's another one today for nonprofits throughout the nation just to help because so many of us are in a bad position. You know, we're already struggling. Our families have really been living sometimes paycheck to paycheck. And then for them to lose jobs right now, to lose income, and then still struggle, they're, you know, did they pay their mortgage or do they pay their, you know, medicine for their children? And then they have food. And there's so many of our families that are really struggling. So not just Habitat families, but families living in unsafe conditions right now that want a safe home. We have a lot of people that we want to help in our area, and we just need to keep going.
Nice. Very, very nice. And so, and people then, they build these homes of whatever size, right?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
My mind is starting to go wild a little bit
right?
With what I might put together, Melissa.
There are all kinds of possibilities, and we're calling it just for easy name, online build-a-thon, you know, because people can do anything easy from using a lunch sack, paper bag, to painting it, you know, with their kids. They don't have to make this a stressful thing. It could just be an easy, fun thing. Or they could be elaborate if they are artistic and they have a little more time, or they want to put some little pieces of tile together or do something with sticks and leaves outside. I mean, really, whatever they have. We don't want them to have to try to go shopping. So we want them to be safe. Of course, they can order stuff online if they want, but basically, it launches today, and it's $30 to register for a team. There's information on your website there for the radio, and they can sign up for their team, and then they have until June 5th to put something together. And then they post their pictures on in a, like a one-minute video introducing their team. And then we'll have judge categories again, like we usually do. So like most original, most detailed, most edible, just fun things like that. And then we're going to have prizes that we give out to people that raise money. So if somebody, you know, it'll be set up very easy. They can go on our website and they can make their little page and then they can just send it out on their Facebook or to their email it to their family and friends. If they raise from $50 over, we'll give them prizes. So we are also going to use funds that we have because we've also had some great sponsors from Hammers and Heels that told us to just go ahead and keep it this year, which is amazing, right? And they said, you know, it's in our budget. We're doing okay. You know, banks and different businesses around. So please go ahead and keep that for this year. So we also want to support the community. So we're going to go out and buy gift cards and different items from stores that have been struggling and give those as prizes to the teams based on how much they raise. So the more people raise, then the more gift cards and things like that, too, we can go buy and restaurant gift cards. And then depending on the different levels, which are on our site, then we'll be giving back, you know, $50 here, $100 here, $200 here. So it'll be a way to support a lot of area businesses, too.
I like this. It sounds like fun. It sounds like a chance for people to be creative. And honestly, I think, Melissa, just in glancing through all the social media things over the last 2 months, that's one of the things that I've noticed the most is that the little family projects that are going on at home, people trying to fill up some extra time doing some things. This will be a great challenge for some folks.
Absolutely. I mean, I understand it. I got, you know, young kids at home and they're thinking of, oh, we could do this and we could do that. It's just, you know, something that brings some joy and fun. Like, again, we don't want this to be a stressful thing. It can be fun and we want people to raise some money, but we don't want it to be a stressful thing. Just whatever they can do in a way to support, you know, like I said, area businesses too. And then we will give a legacy award to whatever team raises the most money. And then we'll have album for the final house pictures on our Facebook page. And whoever gets the most likes will get the people's choice. So we're kind of pulling that in too. So it's I think it'd just be a lot of fun.
You've got all kinds of different angles working on this.
Yeah.
you know, when you run up against something like this COVID-19 situation, the coronavirus, you have to, as you said early on in this interview, you have to kind of think out of the box. And I think this sounds like fun for a lot of people to get involved with.
Yeah, I think so. And then it's just, you know, through while kids are not in school and stuff too. And it can be, like I said, it could be adults, it could be kids, it could be a nursing home, you know, maybe they want to get together and do a house or a few houses. Or what, you know, the sky's the limit. And then we're going to announce the winners on June 12th. And we really appreciate, you know, Alpha Media's support and they've been great. You know, you guys have been so wonderful. And so we're able to come on the radio. I think you guys are going to announce different things. There'll be some ads playing soon. So it won't, you know, it's just going to be for the next little over a month or so and just a fun way to get people involved.
Yeah, and I think, you know, can we even do our own little houses too?
Heck yeah. Anybody can. Right. Yeah, any age.
I don't want to get left out on this one because I've got my mind working right now and I'm not very creative with this kind of stuff, but it sounds like fun to try to do anyway.
Oh, you know what? You can do anything with a hot glue gun or duct tape or so, yeah, you could definitely think of a lot of the, and if you Google like miniature houses or craft houses or there are just so many ideas out there and we have quite a few on our page too, so.
How about the website for people if they want to do this and get more information? How do they get to that?
Yeah, so it's our website is HabitatNCI for North Central Iowa .org, and then Alpha Media is also putting it on your page there. So there's a link on both our page and yours to register. So people can go on and register starting today. and start thinking, start building, get your little, you know, get a few people in your family or friends that you've already been exposed to, and then just have fun. It could be a 6-foot house. It could be a 6-millimeter house, you know.
A 6-foot house. Now, that's something that you might be building. I would be in the...
Well, you know, there's somebody that maybe wanted to do a tree house anyway, and this is your chance, you know.
I suppose. Hey, I got to ask you too, while I've got you on the on the lifeline today. How about the store itself, the restore and the office? I know you've had to readjust a lot of those things.
Yes. And you know what? We have been making lemonade out of lemon, as they say, and we have been wanting to reorganize and get through a bunch of things in our processing area for like 6-7 years. So I've been working, just not open to the public. So it'll be exciting, actually, when we open in a couple weeks, hopefully. We're just kind of keeping an eye on the news and recommendations. But we added a roof in between our donation building and our store a couple years ago. But we've had to firewall and do a bunch of things that we hadn't had time to finish. So getting all that done, we're going to move all the doors that are usually on the north side of the store to that area so people can shop there still. And then we're going to add a bunch of different shelving on the north wall for, you know, like a little bay that has a kitchen set or a dining room set, lots more home decor and things like that that we get in. Home decor is actually one of our biggest sellers, and we just don't have enough room, and it piles up in our donation area. So we'll have a lot more areas to display things and pictures and things like that. So the staff have been awesome. They've been working really hard and just getting a ton done. So we'll have a big reveal when we can.
Very good. I know I got a little sneak peek. I saw some of the pictures some people were posting up and so forth. You know, it's like you say, you have to make lemonade out of the lemons you've been dealt, and it looks like it's going to be just terrific when everything's all ready to roll and get back open for you.
Absolutely. And we also, you know, we're building a house in Garner. We have a couple of houses that we've been working on in Mason City. We have home repair projects that we're on pause right now, but you know, there's definitely a lot of need right now from families. We just don't want to, you know, enter anyone's homes and put anybody in a bad position, so everything's kind of on hold with those ramps that people need. It's just been, you know, a lot of things. There's just so much need in our area, and it's only growing. We have homeowners that have been affected through their jobs, so we're looking at how we can help them with their mortgages. So this fundraiser will be key for us. Having the store closed, you know, that's a lot of lost revenue. Not having Hammers and Heels is also a lot of lost revenue for us. So this will be a great, hopefully, support, and as well as supporting, like I said, the other restaurants and businesses in the area. So I know there are many affected. So mm-hmm. I know we'll, as they say, we'll all get through this together, right? So,
that's right. That's right. And we're happy to help support Habitat for Humanity. And Melissa, I appreciate you taking some time out to visit with us today. It sounds like it's going to be fun.
Thank you so much, Tim. Appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Great to talk to you, too. Take care.
You, too.
That is Melissa Schoenberg with us from Habitat for Humanity on AM 1300, KGLO, and KGLOAM.com.